Solar power faces some financial headwinds these days, but the industry is moving forward in Maine. A property developer announced today that a repurposed mill complex in Biddeford will host a solar array that will be the biggest privately owned facility of its kind in the state. Fred Bever reports.
The mills of Biddeford and Saco originally got their energy from water wheels placed in hand-dug sluiceways under the textile factories back in the early 18th century. Now, developer Doug Sanford will install 1,200 solar panels on the rooftops of the million-square-foot Pepperell Mill campus. It houses a mix of light manufacturing, commercial businesses, and residential units.
We've been chasing this for probably 10 years.
Sanford says he's still crunching the numbers, but he expects to spend between $500,000 and $1 million installing more than an acre of panels and operating systems. He'll fold those costs into rents with the hoped-for goal of paying off the system within 10 years and enjoying free solar electricity for decades after.
Ultimately, on paper, the numbers work, you know, but you always get concerned about, you know, at the end of the day, the issues that happen and how much sun is created, you know, so we're sort of dipping our toes in.
The thing that Mainers need to understand is that sunshine is free, always has been, and today solar panels are cheap.
Phil Koop is co-founder of Portland-based Revision Energy. He says state incentives for solar energy have gone down under the administration of Governor Paula Page, and recent tariffs imposed on cheap solar panels imported from China have boosted the panel's price in general. But federal tax credits worth 30% of the investment are still available, and the new tax law accelerates depreciation write-offs businesses can take, too. That means as much as 50% of the investment can be recouped through the tax code, he says.
I think it's incredible that this mill was built 150 years ago to take advantage of hydrokinetic energy from the Saco River. And here we are today transitioning this mill property to basically clean, renewable solar energy.
The mill's renovation is ongoing with 50 new residential units under construction now. The solar array is expected to start making electricity next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.